Yes, sir. You already know what time it is. You already know what's going on. I am your host, Cam Silver.
I am your co-host, Kyle Silver.
And welcome back to the Silver Boys Podcast. Kyle, we made it past week two.
Yes, we did.
The NFL season. And a lot of upsets.
A lot of upsets. A lot of games went ways that I personally wasn't expecting, man. It was most definitely a wild week too, I'll say, for a couple of different teams, you know, winning side and losing side, you know.
Yeah, very lopsided.
Yeah, very, very, very.
Very lopsided. But before we get to the stuff that happened on the field, a few things that happened off the field.
It's a lot of things. Yeah, man.
Yeah. So we're gonna start off with a few injuries that have been that have been happening. So Pacheco will be out for 6 to 8 weeks with a fractured fibula. And yeah, so that hinders the Chiefs a lot. Hollywood Brown placed on IR because of shoulder injury that required surgery, and he's not expected to come back in the regular season. For Pacheco, the Chiefs are bringing back Kareem Hunt, so you know, so we'll see what happens there. Another speed threat. He's coming back home to Kansas City. San Francisco will be losing Deebo Samuel for a couple of weeks with a calf strain. Christian McCaffrey is on IR now with a sore calf and Achilles tendonitis. They'll also be missing George Kittle with a hamstring pull. So the 49ers is, you know, looking not looking too great right now. Also, same thing with the Rams. Cooper Kupp expected to miss extended period of time with the ankle injury. Puka Nacua out for 5 to 7 weeks, excuse me, with a PCL injury, and that depends on how that heals. Also, AJ Brown is out with a hamstring injury for the next couple of weeks. So a lot of top tier guys.
A lot of top tier guys, exactly. That makes me sad, you know, especially like, you know, for teams like Kansas City and for like, you know, the 49ers, just because we have such high expectations of them. And Isaiah Pacheco leads to that high expectations, like, you know, now because of the way he runs the ball, like what he can do coming out the backfield and how like most teams just can't seem to stop him. But then on the 49er side, you know, that's oh man, not having George Kittle and C-Mac, like, gee, oh
and
my.
Deebo Samuel.
And Deebo too, like, it's just, I don't know, man. And
that's basically your offense.
It's the entire offense. That's everybody that you could possibly need on a team to help you get to where you need to go. And now you don't have them going into week three, week four, week five, week six. Like, you know, that just puts a lot of pressure on Brock Purdy that, you know, I don't even know if, like, it's worth it to say he should live up to the pressure or not. I don't even know what to expect at this point, you know.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure on Purdy. It's a lot of pressure on Ayuk. A lot of pressure on Trent Williams. It's a lot of pressure on a lot of those guys now, and just being able to navigate these next 3 to 4 games is going to be it's going to be tough. Same thing with the Rams. The Rams aren't just missing their top two receivers; they're also missing a lot of the guys on the O line. Their whole O line is banged up, and now it's getting to the point where, you know, where they're in the last year of Matt Stafford's contract. So now we're getting into, you know, should they trade him? You know, like, what do they do? So I guess it depends on, like I said, it depends on what happens, you know, in these next few weeks on if this team can be stable. If not, I do see them moving on and just basically trying to break it down and build it right back up. So,
yeah. And just, I would say that they would have to build it around, you know, Puka and have to build it around Cooper and maybe getting that old line back to where it was, because I think those two are like the cornerstones of your franchise right now, if you're the Rams, you know. So you bring in like a quarterback that is capable of distributing the ball to a multitude of weapons. I think that's going to be really important for them because, you know, like you said, last year, Matthew Stafford, like, I don't see them like really signing him again. I don't know. I don't see it though. I don't see it. So it just makes sense to just start anew.
Yeah. You really want to see, you know, Matt Stafford on a contending team. You know, he's been down that road more time than not with Detroit Lions before Detroit Lions became who they are now. So, yeah, I believe that would be the best thing for them to do if they can navigate their way through these next few weeks. The biggest news of the week Right, the Panthers bench Bryce Young for Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton will now be QB1. Just a recap, Bryce Young was the number one overall pick in last year's 2023 draft. In the last two games, Young has thrown three interceptions and no touchdowns and averaged four or fewer yards per drop back this season. Panthers are 0-2 for the second straight season and fifth time in the past six. They've been outscored 72-13 in these first two games against the Saints and the Chargers. The Panthers gave up DJ Moore, the 2023 first round pick, a 2023 two 2023 first round pick, excuse me, a 2024 first round pick that ended up being Caleb Williams, and also a 2025 second round pick that will more than likely end up being the 33rd overall pick, so the first pick in that round.
That's the second round, yeah.
Yes. Yep, they did all that to trade up to get Young at that number one spot, and Young is 2-16 as a starter with the worst of any QB in the last 10 starts in the last 10 seasons. That's the that's the worst record to have. In the last two seasons, he is last in completion percentage with 59% and yard per attempt. Over the last two games, he had just a QBR of, I believe it was 8.9 or something like that. Yeah.
You know, genuinely speaking, I can't, like, of course you could put the blame on Bryce Young, but you also can't just because of what he's been surrounded by in that Carolina Panthers organization, and just there is no like overwatching eye that's watching over everything. Like, I hate to bring up Jerry, but it's like at least Jerry has control over his franchise. Does that make
Correct.
sense?
Correct.
And for years now, I would say a decade plus, like, it just feels like the Panthers have been just lost in the twilight zone of, like, genuinely. And so I can't really put that on Bryce Young because, you know, there were so many expectations for him. And if you don't help him out and you don't give him a good old line, some receivers to actually, that can actually go up and get the ball for him because of like how small of a quarterback he is. Like, think about how Kyler has Marvin Harrison Jr. now. Like, he could just throw the ball up to him, and Marvin Harrison is going to hawk it down. You know what I'm saying? Bryce Young doesn't have anybody like that. But I put more of that on the Panthers just for not surrounding him with, all of the tools that he needs to succeed. And but I just, oh man, it's just, I'm glad he's going to be able to sit down a little bit now behind Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton is like, he is not a bad quarterback by any stretch of the means. Like, he's a solid, like, middle to low tier quarterback right now. But when he was on the
The
Bengals,
Bengals.
he was like, there was a time when the Bengals were doing all right behind Andy Dalton. I would like to see how this Panther team rallies behind Andy Dalton to see if, like, maybe is it Bryce Young or is it the team, and is it it or is it the organization? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I just wanted to put something out there. So while Bryce Young has been there literally just basically for just one season, he's had three head coaches, three quarterback coaches, two offensive coordinators, traded away DJ Moore, Brian Burns. They've on defense, they've had the fewest sacks, the fewest takeaways, and on offense, the fewest rushing touchdowns. So from my evaluation, from where I stand, I agree. Obviously some of it could possibly be on Bryce Young, but most of it is on this organization. Think about it. Your number one receiver is Adam Thielen, who's around 35. That's not a, that's at this point in time, that can't be your number one receiver. They have, your running back is Chuba Hubbard. Much respect to him. He's a good running back, but like I said, that's not a number one running back right there. So you don't have a number one running back, a number one receiver. You're basically out there by yourself behind the old line that's really not that great. On top of that, a defense that's really not that great either. So at the end of the day, there isn't much that Bryce Young can really do. I don't think that they put him in a position to succeed, play calling wise, just development wise. That's another thing. That's probably the biggest thing is development wise. He regressed, and it sucks to say, and it sucks to witness because, me and you both watching a lot of Alabama. When he was at Alabama, he was the man. You don't just go from, this top tier quarterback, this Heisman, like quarterback, all the way to the bottom. That's not how that works. So I put a heavy, and I mean a heavy, heavy load on the Panthers organization for not being prepared for something that they traded up to get.
They kind of just thought, like, by trading up, they gave away all of their assets by trading up to go get him. Now you put him in a position to not succeed, like I said earlier. And it's just, there's no culture that's being established in Carolina. Like, you know, we seen with Justin Fields when he was with Chicago, and he had about three, four different head coaches, no culture, but he can go to the Steelers and he could rattle off two quick wins. And like, because I feel like he has a culture and he has people standing behind him, and that's pretty much all due to just Mike
That's,
Tomlin, in my opinion.
yeah, that's it's stability, and it's the culture that was built beforehand when he came in.
Exactly.
You know, so that's what it is. It's just being able, and you know, like you said, it's the people that are around him. It's the staff, it's the development, it's everybody that's around him, his teammates and everything like that that believe in him and that uplift him, you know. So yeah, no, you're right. You're right. It's
Do you even have
it, it
the Panthers winning a game this season, though, genuinely?
not really. It sucks to
Yeah,
say, but no.
maybe against no, let me not say it. Let me not say that. Let me not say that.
Against who?
I was gonna say maybe against the Giants, but you know, who knows
Oh,
now?
in London, in London, both of y'all better will be better off just having that as a tie.
Yeah. Yo, for real. That's for the number one and number two pick in the draft this
Yo,
year.
at that point, bro, I'm like,
Yeah.
hey man, hey man. At this point, I'll be like, yo, son, we not winning, bro.
Yeah,
I would purposely fall into the ground, drop the ball, everything.
like
It'd be the worst display any football player has ever
the
seen in their
worst this one, yo, Dan Orlovsky running out of bounds, yo.
life. Running out the back of the end zone. Safety.
Yo, damn, man, damn, I
Man,
feel
that
so
it just.
bad.
That man, same here. I went, what's it called, when it happened, and I was like sitting there like registering it. I didn't really register until the next morning, and I was like, man, like I truly, truly feel bad for him because he doesn't deserve this. He deserves so much better. But hopefully, you know, they get him up out of there, and he lands in a better, tighter spot where he can really show what he can really do.
Yeah, I agree.
Going back to just recapping some of the games from week two. These are just some of the mainly the lopsided games where we were like, what in the world just happened? So Dallas gets whooped 44-19 by New Orleans. Who in the world saw that coming? Green Bay survives Indianapolis without Jordan Love, which is awesome to see. Oh man, I don't even want to talk about this one. The Giants somehow, some way lose 21-18 without even with and they scored touchdowns and Washington did not. San Francisco. Minnesota just has their number at this point. I don't know what to tell anybody on that one. Baltimore, what in the world is happening over there? The Vegas, really? The Raiders? Okay.
The
And you're at
Raiders,
home?
yo, they got Brock Bowers looking like the man,
He
bro.
I said this when he first came in. I said he's a Rob Gronkowski type of player.
Yo, he got yo, oh my,
I said this
yo.
when he first came in. He's a Rob Gronkowski type of player. I've been
He,
and it, and this is and I've been seeing it for years
yeah,
now.
no,
You
you
know,
did say that. You did say that.
so this isn't so this shouldn't be a surprise right there. Like it's just a surprise that they won. You know, Arizona went crazy on the Rams.
Arizona after last week, Kyler saying, you know, it's not my job to get him the ball. Somebody must have had a talk with him and said, it is your job to get him the ball, boy.
I was about to say, you the quarterback.
Because there the throws he was just throwing already, and just how he was, and just the routes Marvin Harrison Jr. was running. Good Lord. Good
Yeah,
Lord.
no, he looked good. They both look good out there. I can't see what else they could put on display. The Cincinnati and Kansas City, per usual, that comes down to literally the last second to whoever has the ball and whatever team makes the biggest mistake.
It literally, whoever makes the mistake
And
with a minute to go or less,
for some unknown reason, it always ends up being Cincinnati that makes that mistake.
always the Bengals. I don't.
And you know what's funny? They used to do that all the time when it was the Steelers too. They'd be in the wild card and divisional round against the Steelers. They'd always figure out a way to get a targeting penalty, an unsportsmanlike that would push the Steelers into field goal range, and then they kick the field goal. They win the game. Like it's, I, it's, they got a black cat over there franchise too. Houston and Chicago were in a tight one Sunday night for that nightcap, and that was a good one. Caleb Williams had to somehow, some way, figure out to let go of that ball. A
Yeah, he holding on. Yeah, a lot of holding on to the ball
lot
too.
of patting, a lot of patting, too much patting for me. Atlanta literally steals one out of Philly, robs them in front of their faces, and says, "Do something about it."
Kirk, Captain Kirk. Oh my God.
Saquon Barkley drops a pass, a much needed pass. It's crazy because he was literally on the whole game. And then, of course, that last play.
That last play, he got too ahead of himself. He looked
He
already.
looked up. Yep, he looked up.
Just yep.
I think he was looking
Yep.
for that first down marker. I think that's what it was.
Which he was right on it too. He
Right
was
on it.
right on it. That's a tough loss. And then for Kirk to come down and like do what he did to that Eagles offense, boy, boy, boy. Oh my goodness. And then that last route that Drake London ran on Slay
Bro,
Jr., on Darius Slay Jr.
son, son,
Woo!
I'm gonna go inside. Never mind.
I just got chills like rethinking it because that's not supposed to happen on Slay. That's not supposed to
No,
happen on him. That's not supposed to happen on him.
and then what's his face? Garner Johnson. He said when he came back, he said, "On wear 8 to honor Kobe." He's been getting cooked ever since. Getting cooked by Jaden Reed last week. He got cooked by Darnell Mooney this week twice. Yeah, I think it was twice, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, Kobe
But
looking down at him like, bro, take that jersey off.
a win like that for the Falcons, that gives them a lot of confidence, man. That makes them believe in Kirk, number one, and that will make them believe that they can go out and beat anybody. We kind of knew that that Eagles defense, like we had
Was
question marks
very
around
suspect.
that Eagles defense, yeah. But man, that shouldn't have happened. That should not have
No,
happened.
no, no, not that. It's funny because I turned the game off actually when once they once after like 2 minutes, and I seen, I'm like, you want to know what, they're just gonna run this out, whatever. Next thing you know, I turn back and I'm like, 22, 20, what did y'all do? What did y'all do?
I was
Why
just
did you?
watching it. I was watching it just because it was just football on, obviously Monday night, you know what I mean? I'm watching and I get home from work, I turn it on and I'm thinking, okay, yeah, this game is over. Next thing you know, Saquon drops that ball and I'm like, uh-oh. I didn't play too much football games to know. This is not good. This is not good. A minute 34 on the clock, a lot can happen. Too much can happen.
Yo, three plays and they were in the red zone.
They
Three
scored within a minute.
plays.
Like they literally scored
They
within a minute.
scored within a minute.
That's
Bro.
disgusting. That's disgusting.
Yo, he zips one. Who was that, to Kyle Pitts? That first pass. He zips one to Kyle Pitts. Then after that, he hits Darnell Mooney twice. And then they have the, I know it was one pass that was in the end zone. That should have been a pass interference, but they didn't call it. And I forgot, I think there was another play too before that, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, I'm not sure if it was a run or a pass, but regardless, then after that, that leads to Drake London getting the touchdown pass. And next thing you know, they take the lead. And then Jalen Hurts, actually, something happened on that route. I think it was to Devontae Smith that he was
It
trying to throw
was
to, right?
to Devontae, yeah.
So when Devontae tried to turn that corner, the cornerback bumped him, made him go around him, so it missed time to throw, and that was able to now let Jesse Bates come in and get the interception.
Yeah, it would look like the exact same route Kirk had ran, like Kirk and I forgot who the receiver was, but one of his receivers had ran like right to the outside, a corner route to the outside.
I
It
think that was Mooney.
was Mooney, right? Yeah. So the fact that like, he tried to do it and the Eagles receiver, I mean the Eagles like DBs and cornerbacks couldn't undercut that.
Couldn't figure that,
But
yeah.
however, they like, Atlanta knew that number one, they had to go out of bounds and they still had two timeouts, Cam. They
Yeah.
still, Eagles still had two timeouts.
Yeah.
Atlanta didn't have no timeouts on their drive, and you kept
And
consistently
they.
letting them go underneath and letting them go for big plays underneath, first of all, and get to the outside out of bounds when that game should have been over. It should have been over
Yeah,
with
no,
timeouts left.
you think about this, 3rd and 3, down by your end zone, obviously, 3rd and 3. Why not just run the ball? Even if you just pick up 2 yards, guess what? That's a tush push. Then after that, you get the first down on that fourth down.
Exactly.
That's what I was thinking, but
And then even if you don't
that's
get the fourth down, at least you pin them back in there, right? So, oh my goodness.
yeah. But it is what it is, Shouty. It is what it is. Moving on to week three, we just watched the Jets dismantle the New England Patriots. Aaron Rodgers looked great. In the
Yeah.
words of my dad, he was surgical. Very
Very,
surgical.
very.
But I like what I'm seeing from that team right now. So if they keep up this momentum, that's gonna be something to watch. Just previewing everything. So Giants play Cleveland. You have Houston going up to Minnesota, Philly visits New Orleans.
That's gonna be a gift. That's a
That
good game. Just
that's
because
gonna
of
be a
the way
great
teams
game.
have been playing. If
Yeah.
Kirk just did that to their defense, think about what Derek Carr and Alvin Kamara are about to do.
And the fact that they can't stop the run, Alvin Kamara is going to have himself another day.
Alvin Kamara, he been running that ball, boy.
They
Running
looking
that
good.
ball.
He looking good. And Shaheed, that deep threat is crazy.
Yeah.
And then Chris Olave's
Man.
route running is getting a lot more crisp too. So yeah, that team is scary. But the game of the week, Baltimore versus Dallas.
Baltimore at Dallas.
Both desperate. Desperate, desperate. Dallas coming off another ugly home loss, the second one in a row. Then after that, you got Baltimore. Baltimore's 0-2 right now.
0-2, the fact that they're 0-2.
You take a close, heartbreaking loss to Kansas City. Okay, cool. You can live with that. But you fold and you lay an egg against the Raiders.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's these are two teams that have a lot of question marks around them. Dallas still can't stop the run. That's evident to see.
But that's going to be the
It,
biggest thing to
that's
see
going to be the biggest
if
thing. Can
Derrick Henry, if he can get, if you know, Jim Harbaugh could get it running, and if he can like actually get Derrick Henry involved, because if you get Derrick Henry running the ball effectively, Lamar can start running the ball effectively, and the Cowboys can't stop the running at all. So they have no problem moving the ball.
Lamar can also pass a little bit more
Exactly.
effectively too if they have
Exactly.
something like that because all the eyes will be in the backfield.
Yes. Yes.
But that's wow. It's funny to say that right now with both of those teams in just week three, how like we're looking at them like, okay, both of you guys are like in some real deep trouble right now. So
Yeah.
I hope you guys figure it out.
This is the time when teams need to start gelling, though.
San Francisco and the Rams face each other, so two injury-riddled teams. We'll see who comes out on top over there. Kansas City goes to Atlanta, so that's going to be a good one too. And then we got two Monday night games: Jacksonville versus Buffalo and Washington versus Cincinnati.
Not a
So,
bad slate of games at all.
yeah, no, I'm not complaining. Get no complaints out of me. So it's gonna be real interesting. Like I said, the game of the week is really that Baltimore and Dallas game right
Yeah.
there to see who's gonna come out on top and yeah, see who can really get the ball rolling from here on out. Because if Ravens go down 0-3, man,
That's not that's
yeah, that's
gonna
trouble.
hurt their confidence so much. And it's just gonna do so much to their psyche, I believe, that's deep water you that's hard to get out from.
I'm telling you, man, losing your defensive coordinator and losing 15 players on top of that hurts. That
Yes.
really hurts.
Yes, it does. Yes,
Especially
it
a
does.
team that was, especially a team that had literally rated the best defense almost like of all time to a certain point, So, but for these last couple of minutes, move on over to college football.
Okay, hit me. Hit me.
All right, so Alabama came out on top against Wisconsin, which was a pretty good game. Sad thing for Wisconsin, though, Tyler Van Dyke tore his ACL on the first drive, trying to scramble out of the pocket and try to get a first down. Georgia survives a scare from Kentucky, 13-12. So that was something to watch. Texas beat UTSA, but the Quinn Ewers going down and Arch Manning coming in, and Arch had himself a day.
Arch was playing, boy. Arch was he was throwing that ball, running that ball. Oh my goodness.
But he had he had he was what where am I? Excuse me. He was 9 for 12, 223 passes and four touchdowns. And he also had a 67-yard run, too.
Talk about a dual threat though. Like
Yes.
that the fact that he, he went to Texas, like, and he stayed at
He
Texas
stayed, yeah.
for Steve Sarkisian. Like that boy gonna be ready. He
Oh,
gonna be
yeah.
ready.
Oh, yeah.
Be
I'm
ready.
excited. I'm excited that he's gonna be starting up on this in his next game with Quinn Ewers still being out. So, I like where this team is headed right now. I like this Texas team a lot.
This
I like
Texas
this Texas team
team,
a
they
lot.
nice, yo. They
They
nice. They really good.
the real deal. They the real deal. In a couple weeks, they got a couple tough stretches though, because in a couple weeks they will indeed see Oklahoma, and then right after they see Oklahoma, they see Georgia.
Yeah, those are gonna be the two most telling games of Texas's season right now.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah, so I'm very excited to see, excuse me, what we have there. Florida State, oh man, down the drain, buddy.
I
0 and
mean,
3.
I ain't even surprised anymore.
No.
Damn, I ain't even. I'm just laughing. I'll just start laughing about it.
Just
Like that's it. That's it.
Yeah, I wasn't even. I was like, all right, y'all suck. Like ain't no way to sugarcoat this one. Y'all just stop.
Y'all ain't there this year. Y'all don't got it. Y'all do not
Nope.
got it.
Nope. That drop off from last year to this year is insane.
Yeah.
Insane. Insane. But Colorado at Colorado State. You already know where I'm about to go with this one.
Talk to me. Tell
My
me. Talk.
boy Shador, man. So the whole nation been talking about how Shador didn't shake the opposing quarterback's hand.
Good.
And that's what I said. I said, good. If you seen what was being said beforehand, you wouldn't shake his hand either.
No. It was, I didn't like what I didn't like about it was how he was just questioning, Colorado's character and Colorado, like the Colorado players' character instead of questioning their game. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah,
And
yeah.
I didn't like that at all. So I don't blame Shador not one bit. This is why we compete. This is why we play sports, is to be like, yo, I just did that to you and I heard you talking. So get up out my face with that.
Exactly. And the funny thing is, dude was like, yeah, keep talking. Okay, well, I am going to keep talking because I'm still rated one of the top guys in the nation. I just whooped your tail. You know what I mean? You tried to put the two short on Travis Hunter only for him to come back and get an interception on you. Like, he's not the best two-way player in
And
the
the
game.
boy only ran 1 yard, and you saying he too small. Bro, what? Somebody come get him and teach him how to
Yeah.
be like a organizational leader, please. Like, come
They
on.
were too busy worrying about the stuff off the field when on the field was right in front of you. So,
The thing that they blamed Colorado for doing, they did. So
literally.
karma is a sucker.
Sure
Karma
is.
sucker.
Sure is. Right before we get up out of here, give you a couple games to watch. So, Friday, you have 24 Illinois versus 22 Nebraska. Saturday, you have North Carolina State versus 21 Clemson. You'll have USC versus Michigan, which is
That
really gonna it's, that should be,
that's game. That's the game right there.
yeah, that should be a good one. You'll have Rutgers versus Virginia Tech. Very
Yeah.
interested to see. Very interested to see how Rutgers is gonna look after this bye. Number 12 Utah goes to Oklahoma State. Number 14 Oklahoma State. And Tennessee, number 6, Tennessee goes off to number 15, Oklahoma. So yeah, good little slate
Good sleep.
coming
Good sleep.
together.
Got some top 25 teams going up against each other. Some real
Yep.
implications early in the season. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, you know it. But gotta get up on out of here, sadly. Time is short on us.
Hey.
But I know you guys enjoyed just as much as we did. And as usual, we thank you guys for always staying tuned in and keeping it locked in with us. But till then, I'm your host, Cam Silver.
I'm your co-host, Kyle Silver.
We are the Silver Boys.
Thank you.